Well, the British Parliament is to investigate Prince Charles's controversial veto power over any laws that affect his private interests. The move by British lawmakers follows a 2011 investigation into the secretive constitutional loophole that revealed how ministers have been forced to seek permission from the prince to pass at least a dozen government bills. It has emerged that Prince Charles has held 36 meetings with ministers since the government took power in May 2010. He's held 7 meetings with the Prime Minister, David Cameron, as well as separate meetings with 10 ministers. Anti-monarchy campaigners have welcomed the MP's inquiry. Later this year, the UK Court of Appeal will hear the latest stage of an 8-year battle by the British Daily Guardian to get the government to reveal a set of letters written by Prince Charles to ministers in 7 departments. Well, to get the latest on that, we're now joined by Nargis Mbalaghi, Press TV's correspondent, who's joining us live now from London. Nargis, it seems that the royals are in fact a lot more hands-on than we had previously thought.
Well, that's the accusation, and that's the concern coming from some quarters here. The Guardian newspaper, as you said, has been at the forefront of this legal battle to get these letters between Prince Charles and ministers out in the open, and they lost their latest stage last month. They said they're going to appeal that again, and they have spearheaded much of this campaign to kind of shed away the layers of secrecy around some of these lobbying powers, to the point now that we do have the parliamentary committee who will be looking into this in September. The head of that parliamentary committee has actually said mostly this veto power is a relic, but other monarchy or constitutional experts say that actually when you know that Prince Charles or the Queen, who also has similar veto powers, that they can use it, it's almost like a nuclear deterrent, one called it. You know, that red button, you know you're not going to push it, but you know it's there, and you might work or work your way around that because you know it does exist. So that's one issue with, of course, this veto power, and we would expect anti-monarchy groups like Republic to react as they have done, to say that these kind of powers shouldn't be in place, and it shows that certain members of the monarchy, especially high up, the Queen and Prince Charles, lobby governments. The other interesting fact that's come out is, of course, these meetings between Prince Charles, 36 meetings in all, over the last 3 years since the coalition came into power in 2010, they include at least 7 meetings with Prime Minister David Cameron. And one analysis in actually a right-leaning newspaper here, The Telegraph, had an interesting analysis, a comparison between the meetings between Prince Charles and cabinet ministers and the Prime Minister in the last 3 years compared to the 3 last years of the Labour government, and there's been a dramatic increase in the number of meetings Prince Charles is having with coalition ministers now compared to Labour. For example, 7 meetings with David Cameron, only 3 with Labour prime ministers, 1 with Tony Blair, 2 with Gordon Brown, between 2005 and 2008. And some anti-monarchy leaning experts are saying that it's because Prince Charles thinks he has a more sympathetic ear when it comes to conservative ministers, and that's why there may be an increase in those meetings. Of course, the palace has come out and said that they've never vetoed any laws in modern time, and that Clarence House has said that in terms of those meetings, it's Prince Charles's duty for him to use his expertise and his opinion, his expertise to have those meetings, and that he should be in touch with government. But there's a lot of secrecy surrounding this. Prince Charles is exempt from freedom of information laws. We know these meetings take place, but we have no idea what is said in them, the same way we have no idea what is in those letters. And that's really what campaigners are pushing for that veil of secrecy to be removed.
Okay, Nargis, thanks a lot for that.